We waited 30 years.
The wait is over.
But this season...
What happens now?
Champions of baseball.
It's time to defend the crown. This is World Champion Dodger Talk.
It's yours, Los Angeles.
Breaking down the world champion LA Dodgers all season long.
So happy, man.
LA Dodgers baseball is brought to you by Chef Marito,
seasoning partner of the Dodgers.
Navi and tankless water heaters.
For endless hot water, visit tanklessmadesimple.com.
And by Chevrolet.
Find new roads.
Don't miss an episode and get all the podcasts on the iHeartRadio app. Now your host.
Hell yeah, I'm ready.
It's Tim Cates.
Yeah, we're off and running. Off night Dodger talk here on AM570 LA Sports. Tim Cates with you here until 8 o'clock tonight. As you can tell, my voice is a little raspy. My throat bothering me a little bit. Not sick. Don't worry, Dodger fans. But lost my voice over the weekend, screaming and yelling and cheering on my daughters in their CIF Southern Section Championship lacrosse game. Congratulations to Village Christian Girls Lacrosse for the win over Vista Marietta on Saturday afternoon. So very excited about the win. As you can tell, again, I was yelling and happy and just so overwhelmed by them winning, both of my daughters on the team. So I lost my voice yesterday, back at it today, starting to get it back. And hopefully you can be joining me here on Off-Night Dodger Talk, 866-987-2570. Certainly a lot to get to tonight. Coming up in about 20 minutes, Tim Neverett, Dodger broadcaster. You hear him on all the games here on AM570 LA Sports. You see him on Sportsnet LA as well. He's got a new book out covering the 2020 COVID season. It's called COVID Curveball, an inside view of the 2020 Los Angeles Dodgers World Championship season. It's pre-sale available now. It comes out in August. We'll talk to Tim Neverett about him writing a book about last season's COVID-shortened 2020 championship year for the Dodgers. So we'll talk to Tim coming up in about 20 minutes. It's 7:45. I'm bringing it back now here on Dodger Talk tonight, at least. It is the Farm Report as I give you an update on all the Dodgers' top minor league prospects that are doing well so far. About 20 games into the minor league season. Remember, they were about a month behind the major leaguers because of COVID and staggering the seasons and not having too many players in spring training camps in Arizona and Florida. So they are about a month behind, about 6 weeks maybe, some of the teams and seasons, A-ball all the way up to AAA. So I'll give you an update on the Dodgers' top 10 prospects and a couple of other guys that have surprised and opened some eyes the first 5 to 6 weeks of the minor league baseball season. Again, our phone number, 866-987-2570, 866-987-2570. Dodgers are off tonight. They are in Pittsburgh tomorrow as they continue this six-game road trip. First to the three in Atlanta, and now three against the Pirates beginning tomorrow. Dodgers loses of 2 of 3 in Atlanta, but they are taking on a Pittsburgh Pirates team beginning tomorrow that is not good. A Pittsburgh Pirates team that just, 10 days ago was all over social media for all the wrong reasons after that debacle play at PNC Park involving the Cubs and Javi Baez and them trying to run him down between home and first and leading to runs, and Baez ended up at second base after two throwing errors. So the Pittsburgh Pirates, not a very good team. But does that mean anything as far as this Dodgers team is concerned? I'd say no. I mean, because you look at what the Dodgers have done. They've been up. They've been down. They were a 13-2 run. Then they went 5-15 over a stretch. Then they went 13-2 again over a stretch. And now this is the Dodgers team going into Atlanta over the weekend down south. They were starting a stretch of 15 games against teams under 500 on the season. Yeah, that Atlanta Braves team feasted on the Dodgers winning 2 of 3. But going into that series, they were below 500. This Pittsburgh Pirates team, below 500. The Dodgers, right now, three games into a 15-game stretch against teams they should be beating, against teams they should be winning these series, and they dropped 2 of 3 in Atlanta, but they need to turn things around quickly, and that'll begin tomorrow at 4:05. Walker Buehler on the mound, game one of the three-game series, Dodgers and Pirates. Tony Gonsolin is expected to come off the injured list and make his 2021, he was with the team, then he got hurt. He's going to be back off the injured list after the shoulder inflammation coming up on Wednesday in game two of the series. And then Julio Urias is scheduled to get the start on Thursday, an early start, 9:35 here on the West Coast. But the big story around Major League Baseball, and if you've been paying any attention to baseball over the last few weeks, it's really been getting momentum because of what happened in St. Louis and a cap from Gallegos, the pitcher there, was sent to the Major League Baseball offices. Umpires and now the game of baseball are trying to crack down on players rubbing up the ball, on players dirtying the baseball, on players really doctoring the baseball to get a better grip. Pitchers have been using foreign substances for years in Major League Baseball. You go back to having fingernail files in their back pockets and guys trying to get an edge. And it happens on both sides. Players try to get an edge. Pitchers try to get an edge. But now we're in a time of baseball here in this 2021 season where it is apparently so blatant that pitchers are doctoring baseballs, that are using substances to rub up the baseballs so they can get more spin, sometimes more velocity, more movement, certainly, on a baseball, and scuff up that surface on those baseballs, that it has changed the landscape of baseball, where we are seeing lower scoring games, more strikeouts, less offense. Averages, as far as hitters are concerned, are near World War II numbers. Numbers offensively have come down in baseball. It's been happening in the last few years, obviously, because of slug and because guys now emphasize home runs and launch angle, and the sacrifice bunt has been almost eliminated from baseball, and you don't want to bunt a guy over because it's an out that's wasted. And it's all about slug and getting the ball up in the air and launch angle to the power alleys. That's the way a game of baseball has been trending. Now pitchers have taken it to a different level by scuffing up the baseballs, doctoring the baseballs. And now Major League Baseball is cracking down. And a word we keep hearing over and over again is spin. And the fact that the ball is spinning at a higher rate now out of pitcher's hands. And the spin rate has gone up so much that pitchers have such a big leverage on hitters that it's hurting the game of baseball. And that's why I don't know if I agree or disagree with that. Obviously, Major League Baseball feels it is so bad that they need to step in and start monitoring pitchers. They need to start monitoring what guys are doing on the mound and how they're doing it. I haven't seen this quick of a reaction in baseball really ever, as far as I've been concerned and as I've been alive. Think about the way things changed, the steroid era of baseball. And in order to get a rule change in baseball, you have to have both the owners and players agree, and it's a collective bargaining. And to get any kind of change in philosophy in baseball, it's taken a few years for launch angle and for slug and OPS to really become more valuable than batting average. It's been a long process for that. It hasn't just been last year to this year, 2019 to now. It's been a movement that's been gradually happening across baseball. But all of a sudden now, Major League Baseball, 60 games into the 2021 season, feels it is bad enough right now in the game of baseball with players doctoring and scuffing the ball and putting foreign substances on there. And the pitchers have gotten such a huge advantage now on hitters that they are really going to start policing this. This week, they are supposed to come out with a new mandate. In fact, here's Bob Nightingale from the USA Today, who covers baseball nationally and was a former Dodger beat writer for the LA Times, all with Petro Samani earlier talking about this.
We're going to see something by the end of the week where MLB is going to announce that, hey, we've instructed the umpires, people in baseball to start inspecting pitchers to see who's cheating and who isn't. And we're going to check their gloves, their caps, their belt buckles, check the catcher's shin guards too, and make sure they put an end to this. So there'll be a memo out this week, and I think beginning next week, we're going to see a big crackdown.
To me, it's unbelievable the reaction for Major League Baseball that it is this swift to try to change things and eliminate what pitchers are doing to the baseballs. Do you care about spin rate? Do you care the fact that baseball's offensive numbers are down? Obviously, the league does. The owners must be feeling a little bit. Maybe viewership is down. I don't think it is in Los Angeles. I certainly know that's not the case. But for the sport of baseball, for Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred must feel like it is so bad right now that the pitchers have such a big advantage over hitters that he is willing to start enforcing something that's been happening for a few years and in some facet has happened for the history of baseball. Players trying to get an advantage, pitchers using substances, whatever it is in their glove, back pocket, a fingernail file, however they're trying to cheat and get an advantage to scuff up the baseball, it's been happening for forever. But now Rob Manfred, 60 games into this season, wants to all of a sudden change things. Is it that bad right now in baseball? 866-987-2570. 866-987-2570. Players are complaining about it. It really came to the top there and was brewing underneath for a few years now. And people kind of knew the dirty secret of what was happening and how they're doing it. It came to light a couple weeks ago in St. Louis with Gallegos, the pitcher, having his hat taken by Joe West and sent to Major League Baseball offices. And now you've got managers and you've got players kind of saying, well, it's about time. Hitters are saying, well, you got to do something. We're getting screwed. You got to do something. It's not fair. Well, was it fair when players were juicing up in the 90s? Is it fair when a guy corks his bat? No. Everybody's looking for a competitive advantage in the big leagues. But it must be at a point where Rob Manfred thinks it is so bad and is hearing it from people that is so bad that he's got to do something about it, because this week, as Bob Nightingale said, a new mandate is coming out, 10-game suspension. 10-game suspension for Major League Baseball if you get caught doctoring the baseball. And this all goes back to spin rate. A new thing that was looked at, a new number that was created looking at how a ball spins out of a pitcher's hand. Whether a fastball, four-seam, two-seam, curveball, splitter, changeup. The spin rate and how it's affecting hitters and not able to hit, and it's changed the way they're seeing the ball out of a pitcher's hand, and they're having trouble seeing it now and they're complaining about it. I don't know. I get how wanting high scoring games, wanting lots of home runs. You had that a few years ago. And then they changed the baseball. They're tinkering and tinkering with things, trying to what? Appease who? Who are they trying to make happy? The owners, the fans, the players, all of the above? Well, you're not going to make everybody happy. The pitchers? No. Can't make the pitchers happy because the hitters are going to be happy. Hitters are going to be happy if the pitchers are going to be unhappy. You're not going to be appease everybody. Maybe you should be thinking about the fans as the number one person you should be appeasing. And that's where I honestly don't know. Are fans not intrigued with baseball right now? Certainly here in Los Angeles, we are. The Dodgers are one of the best teams in baseball. They got one of the best offenses. They got more stars on their team than any other team in baseball. When this place opens up to full capacity again in a week, Dodger Stadium's going to be rocking as always. And there's going to be a record-breaking number of people going through the turnstiles at Dodger Stadium. But as a whole, take yourself outside of Los Angeles, because sometimes we can kind of get lost in the fact that the Dodgers are so good and so competitive and have dominating rotations, and the bullpen is so good, and the offense is so good, and we got superstar after superstar. Kind of look back a little bit at baseball as a whole. As you as a fan, are you that upset by spin rate? Are you that bothered by the fact that the hitters have feel like they have no chance at the plate anymore? They are complaining about pitchers doctoring the baseball. They're complaining about it. Bob Nightingale said so earlier with Petros and Money, that he has seen and hearing from players in the major leagues, hitters, and they're sending pictures and they're sending videos and they're saying, hey, look at what's happening. Look what this guy's doing. Look what's happening with this team and this rotation. Well, the hitters are whining and complaining. But obviously the pitchers aren't going to say anything because it's to their advantage. They're putting up numbers. Some are putting up ungodly numbers. But for you as a fan, do you care about spin rate? Do you care about pitchers and hitters squabbling over numbers and the fact that they're not getting their offensive productions because pitchers are dominating? It's gone back and forth. It really has, with steroid era and pitchers doctoring baseballs going back to the 60s and 70s. And it's back and forth with offense and pitching. It's been that way forever. But right now in 2021, Major League Baseball feels that it is so bad that they are now going to implement a 10-game suspension if you get caught. How are they going to implement it? How are they going to check? Well, they're not going to go out there unless a manager during the middle of an inning or in a bat is going to call time and say, hey, go check that guy's back pocket. Go check that guy's glove. Go check that guy's hat. Go see what he's wiping on his wrist. Well, if that's the case, then you're opening Pandora's box as a manager, because chances are somebody in your rotation and your pitching staff is doing the same thing, because it's all across baseball. It just is. So managers aren't going to call out other teams, because they'd be crazy to do that. They're hurting their own team by doing that. So who's going to be the one to decide? The umpires? Now we're leaving it into their hand to decide whether or not somebody's doctoring a baseball, or they feel they maybe are going to the hat too much, or maybe they're putting their hands through their hair just too many times during this at bat that they're rubbing a little something on the baseball. Well, okay, so now all of a sudden they're the police out there, and they got to police the game on the field and umpire at the same time. I mean, it's getting a little wild, is it not? But are they doing it for the betterment of the game? Are they doing it for you fans? Again, 866-987-2570. Spin rate is changing baseball. It's changed baseball in the last couple of years, but so has slug and OPS and launch angle, hitting the ball out of the ballpark and the shift. I don't think baseball, by implementing a 10-game suspension for guys now and as a threat, if you get caught doctoring a baseball or muddying it up, that's going to change the game back the other way, if that's what they're trying to do. Get rid of the shift. Get rid of umpiring behind the plate and go to robo-umps. You're going to have to do a couple of things in order to change things, because a pitcher now not being able to rub a baseball up like they want and throwing to guys who are still just swinging out of their shoes trying to hit the ball 440 feet, and uh-oh, now they pop up the ball to left center field. We're still having the same game. We're still having 13, 14 strikeouts per team per game, 4 hits per game. Guys not on base very often because it's strikeout or flyout. Nobody puts the ball in the gaps anymore. Nobody puts the ball on the ground anymore. By changing a spin rate and trying to level the playing field from the pitchers, that's all of a sudden going to make the game better and change all this? No. You're still going to have a shift on where you're going to have 6 guys to one side on a right-handed dominant hitter or a left-handed dominant hitter the other way. This isn't going to change things, I don't think, that drastic that they're trying to do. You may see some spin rate numbers come down. You may see a tick up in a run per game, maybe. But they're going to do some other things to baseball if they want to sit here and get it to where they want the fans to feel like it's entertaining to them. I think it is already. 866-987-2570. It's kind of an open-ended question, but what is baseball trying to do? Who are they trying to appease here? You, the fans? Are you that upset about spin rate and the lack of offense? Is it really going to change the fact there's this lack of offense? I'll tell you right now, and we'll take a quick break after this. We'll get to your phone calls. Tim Neverett of Farm Report. I think getting rid of the shift in baseball will change it more than anything else they can do right now. You can give computerized umps. You can have an ump with an earpiece. You can keep it the way it is. You can let pitchers keep doctoring the baseball all they want. I'm sure hitters are probably corking their bats too. Who knows? But you get rid of the shift, now there's more holes. And maybe philosophy changed as far as hitting. And some of those laser one-hoppers to the right side that are base hits the right field. But, there's the third baseman playing in shallow right field who grabs it for a putout. That doesn't happen anymore. And you get more guys on base. And the game of baseball, he opens up a little bit more. That's what you need to do and worry about, is the shift in baseball, not the spin rate. from pitchers. 866-987-2570. Your phone calls, Tim Neverett of Farm Report. We're off and running. Off-night Dodger talk. Tim Cates here on your home of the Dodgers, AM 570 LA Sports.
This is Dodger Talk on your home of the world champion Dodgers. Follow us on Instagram at AM 570 LA Sports for more Dodger content.
The home of the Dodgers,
AM 570 LA Sports.
Off-night Dodger Talk continues here on AM 570 LA Sports. Tim Cates with you. A little raspy voice, again, yelling over the weekend, cheering on my daughters in a CIF championship game. They won. I paid the price the next day, losing my voice. Just started to get it back, but it was worth it. They won a CIF championship. Dodgers off tonight. They're in Pittsburgh tomorrow to start a three-game series against the Pirates. Dodgers lost 2-3 in Atlanta. 4:05 first pitch. Morongo Casino, Dodgers on deck, will get started at 3. Walker Buehler is going to get the start for the Dodgers. Tony Gonsolin will get the start on Wednesday. Julio Urias scheduled to get the start on Thursday morning. Coming up, we'll get you a farm report. Tim Neverett will join us in just a couple of minutes. But I threw out the question there. Do you care about spin rate? Is it really affecting the game that much that you are turned off by the game of baseball? We go to Patricia. She is first up here on Off-Night Dodger Talk. Hi, Patricia. How you doing?
I'm doing well. And first of all, congratulations to your daughter's win.
Oh, thank you very much.
And my thought was, is Major League Baseball making a big thing about this to sort of not being seen the way they were with the Astros, that somebody's not in baseball is going to out this, and they're going to look like they haven't done anything about it.
That's a good point. That's a really good point, Patricia. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Let's see what some others have to think about this and say about it. That's a great point, because they knew what was happening with the Astros back in 2017. It was well talked about, and we found obviously a lot more afterwards and continued to still find out what they were doing and the levels that they were doing it. But yeah, she makes a great point. Major League Baseball does not want to look like a fool again, but at the same time, they have to know what's happening. So are they now trying to show like they're putting their foot down, and they're going to parent the players, and they're going to tell them to stop, darn it, stop doctoring the baseball, stop mucking up the balls, and stop putting foreign substances on the balls, or else we're going to suspend you for 10 games. We're going to throw down the gauntlet here, and you better stop doing that. Yeah, it could be. It is interesting to see Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred, the commissioner's office from New York, 60 games into a season, all of a sudden start thinking, wow, we got to do something. And this week, going to issue a mandate as far as what discipline is going to be if a player gets caught. It is an interesting point. Alex in the Valley is next up here on Off-Night Dodger Talk. Alex, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. What do you think? Spin rate, Major League Baseball reacting to this? They're going quickly.
I disagree, man. I think this should come down on it. I think that it's, you know, there's no gray area. Just because everyone's doing it doesn't make it okay. I think that, you know, they made a mistake with the Astros, like the last caller, brought up. And
yeah,
I don't think they should make the same mistake again. I mean, I think if they come down on it swift and hard, that'll be that, and it'll be over. I don't think you'll see guys keep trying to do it, and it'll go away. But if they have to react to it, they have to react swift and hard, and that'll be that. As far as the shift goes, I agree with you. It shouldn't be in the game, and I'd never understand why they don't just take the base. You know, if you can't bunt down the third baseline in the Major League Baseball, you have no business putting a uniform on, just like in the NBA. If you can't hit 75% of your free throws, you have no business playing the game. Lay down the bunt, take your base, the shift will be over in a week.
I wish it was that easy, Alex, and I appreciate the phone call. Everybody you talk to in baseball says the same thing. If they're going to put the shift on, hit the other way. Put a bunt down. That'll change the shift. They won't be shifting on you more. If it were only that easy, if that was only the approach that everybody took when they had the shift against them, adjust to the shift. But unfortunately, that is just not the case. All right, we'll get back to your phone calls coming up in a couple of minutes. If you're on hold, be patient. We'll get to a farm report coming up as well. Joining us now, Dodger broadcaster Tim Neverett. He's got a book coming out in August. Presale is available now. COVID Curveball, an inside view of the 2020 Los Angeles Dodgers World Championship season. Tim, thanks for coming on Off-Night Dodger Talk. How you doing?
Great
Tim, it's awesome to talk to you tonight, and sorry to hear about your voice, but it sounds like it's coming back.
It's coming back slowly but surely, and it's great to see you write this book. First off, what led you to put pen to paper?
Well, with the season how it was, 60 games, and you know, my role was kind of smaller than it normally is, but I didn't know it at the time when I thought about writing it. We got sent home from spring training when we started spring training in Arizona, mm-hmm. and we got sent home, and then my wife and I decided to go into the mountains for like about a month and a half and stay away from people. And while we were up there with our dog walking in the woods, I just sort of blurted out this idea to her. I said, you know, what if you know, we have a season that's whatever, 60, 100 games. We didn't even know at the time. And I said, what if I just kept a journal, didn't really tell anybody about it for a while, and just kept a journal about what's going on, what's so different about this season, all the things that have to be done in order to put a season on, to put broadcasts on, you know, for the players to play. Not just play, but, you know, for the Dodgers to be successful.
Yeah.
And so I started to write. When I got back to L.A., I had already caught up with the stuff from the beginning of spring training and then everything that had happened. And what I did was I sat down and wrote every night. I wrote the book in real time. So if they played, you know, Houston, I was writing about Houston. If they played the Angels, I was writing about the Angels and what happened in the game. And so every single game is capsulized. It's chronicled with different things and details about those games, but it also mixed in there are stories about things that happened, you know, either that day or that week. And sometimes I mix in some of my own personal stories about baseball and, you know, different things. You know, we should mention, too, Oral Hershiser does the foreword. Mm-hmm. And he does just an absolutely marvelous job of bridging 1988 to 2020. And it's a very in-depth foreword. Even the publisher, when they read the foreword, they said, wow, he really dug into this. And I think the fans will really get an idea because a kick out of all the things that Oral had to say and just what was in his mind, not only when he was getting ready to, you know, complete the last out of the 88 World Series. He kind of takes us through all that and the chaos that ensued right afterward. And, you know, and then he bridges that to this team and how he relates to Julio Urias because he got the last out of a World Series as well. But and we go on and just talk a little bit about, you know, how it all started, how it all began. And then, you know, spoiler alert, they do win the World Series in the book, too. So that's how it ends. But there are a lot of good stories in there. There's some things in there about, you know, former Dodger Alex Cora, something he did for me. And also Mookie Betts, a little gesture Mookie Betts did that meant a lot to my family. You know, just some behind-the-scenes stories that have never been told before.
Tim Nevert is with us here on Off Night Dodger Talk. The book is coming out in August, available now for pre-sale. COVID Curveball, an inside view of the 2020 Los Angeles Dodgers World Championship season. And having a chance to work with you and do the pregame show for every Dodger game, I think it's going to be fun for Dodger fans to kind of have that curtain pulled back a little bit and see what was happening behind the scenes last year as everybody, broadcasters, coaches, players, front offices, we're trying to figure out how to pull off a season.
Yeah, your name's in it, by the way.
Hey,
so
awesome.
that's good. Yeah, when you say it's available on pre-sale right now, it's just go to Amazon. Like for everything else, mm-hmm. it's just sitting there, and you can check it out on Amazon. It's got all the details about the book, what the cover looks like. It's got a great looking cover. The art department did an unbelievable job. But yeah, we do pull back the curtain on what it was like. I'll take you right into the broadcast booth, and it's an interesting view, I think, for a lot of fans because they don't really know how we did it last year or how we had to do it, mm-hmm. Where we had people in multiple locations, and we weren't on the road, obviously, with the team. So what it was like at a dark and empty Dodgers Stadium calling a game from, you know, Anaheim, 45 minutes yeah. away, we couldn't go. So, you know, things like that. There's a lot of different details in there that I think a lot of fans would be interested in and just don't know. But, you know, and what the Dodgers had to do as a team to not only follow Major League Baseball's protocols, but to go over and above, and who was behind that.
Yeah.
And, you know, how they did not have a positive test until Game 6 of the World Series. So, and that was late in that game, too, as you remember.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, just a lot of interesting, neat stories. You know, and I think a really good, you know, Oral Hershiser being the leadoff man in the book, I don't know if I could have got a better guy for it.
Tim, what do you think the impact of that 2020 season could have on this sport? We're already seeing it broadcasting-wise possibly change things and the way teams send broadcasters on the road, maybe moving forward.
Yeah, that's a topic that is getting a lot more play these days. I know there was an article on that in The Athletic today. Mm-hmm. There are some teams that are starting to send their broadcasters. There's a lot of factors involved. You can't just go, okay, get on the plane and go.
Yeah.
There's a lot more logistical things than that. I know that you've got to have your team at the 85% threshold for mm-hmm. vaccinations, and all the broadcasters have to be vaccinated before they're allowed to get on. Now, the Dodgers are at that right now. Mm-hmm. The team's over the threshold, and the broadcasters are vaccinated. So I don't know what the next step is, but you know we look at our schedule, we know where we're supposed to be, and we go do it. And that's, you know, until we hear differently. And that's kind of how we go about our day. But I hope eventually we get back on the road. I really do, because honestly, as a broadcaster, I am probably missing about 65 to 70% of what I normally see. And that I can't translate that through a broadcast. I mean, we're calling balls and strikes, but baseball is a relationship sport. And honestly, there are players, there are coaches, there are trainers on the Dodgers that if I walked by on the street right now, they would have no idea who I am, and I would have no idea who they are. And that's just not the way it's been in baseball, because you have relationships that are important for you to do your job. I mean, I can go down to the batting cage and talk to somebody and get a cool story that I can bring up, you know, and relate to the fans. And I think the fans like that. But right now, through Zoom, nobody's got anything exclusive. Everybody's got the same quotes, the same comments, the same information. And that's not the way baseball's been covered for 100 years plus. It's different. And I hope we can get back to some semblance of the way baseball's covered. I do know that writers who are vaccinated, I understand, are going to be able to go down on the field soon.
Okay.
While wearing a mask. And that'll get some, you know, that's one step in the right direction. But I hope the broadcasters get to go at some point pretty soon. There's just a, you know, for example, the other night, Chris Taylor clears the bases, and I'm at the mercy of the Atlanta Braves TV director.
Jeez.
I can't see Will Smith. I look at the all nine view. I can't see where Will Smith is because the players look too small.
Right.
And we have a glare on the screen, and I didn't know he scored.
Oh, wow.
And I have to kind of fake it. And that's just one, you know, minor example. Like, guy hits the ball, you know, guy hits the baseball, the ball's out of view. We can't see the baseball.
Oh, wow.
You know, we have to guess based on what the fans are doing, mm-hmm. based on what the fielders are doing. And a lot, you can't call a home run with conviction when you're not at the game because you can't see the baseball.
No, it is very tough for what you have to do. Tim Nevert is with us here on Off Night Dodger Talk. COVID curveball, an inside view of the 2020 Los Angeles Dodgers World Championship season. Available for pre-sale right now. Comes out August 31st. Check it out on Amazon.com. Tim, we were talking about earlier in the show was what is going to come out this week from Rob Manfred in baseball. Bob Nightingale was on the station earlier today and said he expects this week a mandate from the commissioner's office to come down that it will be a 10-game suspension if you get caught doctoring a baseball or putting any sort of foreign substance mm-hmm. on the baseball. We hear the word spin rate all the time now in baseball. We heard about launch angle a couple of years ago and how it's changed the way hitters approach hitting the game and hitting the ball. But now the spin rate has become a popular topic. Do you think this is baseball coming in and trying to stop what is happening quickly for a reason? Is it because the sport needs something to change dramatically and do it quickly, I guess?
I'll be honest with you. First of all, I'm glad you had Bob Nightingale on. He's a great writer and a really good dude. But as far as spin rate goes, there's always been spin rate in baseball.
Yeah.
There's always been junk on the baseballs in baseball.
Yep.
It's always been there. Guys have been scuffing baseballs. They've been putting, you know, tackified solutions on there. I mean, you ask any former pitcher who now would be more honest with you, ask them if they ever use Bullfrog, right?
Yeah.
Bullfrog is the sunscreen. They put it on their arm. They go out, and when you see the pitcher tapping the rosin bag on the opposite forearm, that's to get that solution going.
Yeah.
Right? That's to get that mixture going. These guys have been doing this for years, but now the difference is they have a way to measure spin rate where they didn't before. And, you know, Nomar and I were actually talking about this on the telecast yesterday on Sportsnet LA, and he brought up something very interesting. He said that when he was playing and he knew guys were putting junk on the baseball, he would tell them, look, if the ball you're warming up with gets put into play, don't be mad at me if I throw it away because I'm going to have some kind of weird grip that I'm not used to because of the junk you put on the ball.
Oh, wow.
So that's something a lot of people aren't thinking about is how it affects the fielder's throwing also, because it might, you know, you might throw the ball the way you normally would, but your finger might stick a little bit,
right,
and it might cause the ball to, you know, cut one way or another or take off. So, you know, but this has been going on for years and years and years. I don't know what Trevor Bauer's comments saying all he wants is a level playing field. I know Mike Trout, I think, said yesterday or today that that's all he wants too, is a level playing field. And, you know, I think that's what everybody wants, but I don't think this is anything new.
It's
not. I've seen this in baseball for years. And, you know, like, okay, not that this is happening, but say, you know, you got a teammate that has pine tar in the back of his jersey. What's to say between innings you're not going to go up, pat him on the back? Now you got pine tar in your hand.
Yeah.
And you're not stashing it in your glove or your hat. I mean, these guys have been doing this for years in different ways in different ball clubs all over the major leagues. And, you know, now scientifically they have a way to actually measure spin rate.
Come on.
So they're using that science to – you know, say, hey, we got to make a change.
Yeah. Somebody brought it up earlier, and I think the caller was hit it on the head. It's Major League Baseball not wanting to be behind like they were with the Houston Astros 2017 scandal a few years after the fact and having to play catch up. And I think this is them just trying to get ahead of it, because I brought it up as well. Mid 60 games into a baseball season, now they're going to start throwing down a mandate as far as suspensions. I mean, usually you have to go between the owners and the union and go to a collective bargaining and talk about it in an off season. And to rush to this, to me, is just amazing. Well, Tim, we appreciate it. Thank you so much for coming on Dodger Talk tonight. Dodger fans, it is COVID curveball, an inside view of the 2020 Los Angeles Dodgers World Championship season. It comes out August 31st, but it's available pre-sale right now on Amazon.com. I highly recommend you get it out there and pre-buy it right now, because it's going to be a fascinating read. Tim, thank you so much.
Thanks, Tim. Father's Day is coming, too. Don't forget.
Absolutely. Be a perfect gift for that father out there. All right. There he goes, Tim.
Looking forward to tomorrow with the Buccos, tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
Rick and I will be on talking to you then.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you tomorrow. There he goes, Tim Neverett. Pre-game will be at 3 o'clock. First pitch at 4:05. Dodgers and Pirates tomorrow right here on AM570 LA Sports. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to your phone calls, and I'll get you a farm report. Still about 20 minutes to go. Hang in there if you're on hold. Dodgers off tonight in Pittsburgh tomorrow. We'll get you a farm report when we come back here on Off Night Dodger Talk on AM570.
Don't miss a moment of World Champion Dodger Talk. Your chance to talk about the world champs is here. 866-987-2570. Hear past episodes of Dodger Talk on the iHeartRadio app.
Thanks to Tim Neverett for joining us here on Off Night Dodger Talk here on AM570 LA Sports. Tim Cates with you here to the top of the hour. COVID curveball and inside view of the 2020 Los Angeles Dodgers World Championship season, available August 31st, but why wait? Buy it now, pre-sale on Amazon.com. Perfect gift for Father's Day coming up here in a few weeks. We'll get to the farm report coming up here on Off Night Dodger Talk, a look at the Dodgers' top prospects, and a couple of guys off to a great start in AAA, Double A and A ball as well. But let's get back out to the phone. Steve in LA is next up here on Off Night Dodger Talk. How you doing, Steve? Steve, go ahead. Steve going once. Steve going twice. He is gone. Mitch, welcome to Off Night Dodger Talk. Mitch, how you doing?
Cardinals to your daughter.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
it. Yeah,
thank you.
That is a fast game.
Thank you.
I don't like this system. They shouldn't talk in the ball. You take the baseball and you give it your best. Don't be cheating. You want the cork bats. Don't want the steroids. It's ridiculous. And yours, you think he has a chance for the Cy Young? He's having a good year already.
He might. Got to get that ERA down a little bit, Mitch. I appreciate it. Certainly tied for the most wins in baseball. Having a great – I mean, he'll be an all-star. There's no doubt about that, the kind of season he's off to here in the first 60 games. Needs to keep it up, certainly. Isabel, Izzy, how you doing, Izzy?
I'm okay. My hand could be better, but it's okay. But listen, Tim, you know, it's been late. I'm now decided to talk about it. I mean, we're in the 70s, though. 80s when I remember when they were, you know, when they used to scuffle. I mean, really? Manfred is a dope. I'm not a big Manfred fan either, but I mean, seriously, after all these years, now they're deciding to complain about it. And congratulations on your daughters, by the way, Tim.
Oh, thank you, Izzy. I appreciate that. That means a lot coming from you. I really do appreciate that. All right, let's get a farm report, Ronnie. Go down on the farm. Give you an update on the Dodgers minor leagues, what's happening in AAA Oklahoma City, AA Tulsa, High A Great Lakes, and Low A Rancho Cucamonga. I'll go through the top 10 prospects. Also mix in a couple of the Dodger minor leaguers having great, well, first 20 games, 30 games of this season. In AAA Oklahoma City, Dodgers top prospect, Kaber Ruiz. He's always been up with the Dodgers a couple of times, having a good season so far. Number two Dodger prospect, Josiah Gray, the 23-year-old right-hander, dealing with some arm issues right now. 29-year-old first baseman, Ronel Rovello, in AAA Oklahoma City. He was with the Cardinals the last 2 years at the major league level. Not a top prospect, but a guy who's had a cup of coffee at the big leagues for a couple of seasons. 29 years old, 4.10. Average, 7 home runs, an OPS over 1,000, 25 ribbies already, and about 85 at-bats. Certainly a guy that if the Dodgers are looking for some help at first base, looking for another power bat, Ronel Rovello could be the guy, the 29-year-old in AAA Oklahoma City right now. Left fielder Zach Rex hitting .342, 3 home runs, 6 doubles, a .978 OPS. Zach Rex off to a good start. In AA Tulsa, the Dodgers' third prospect in their top 10, Michael Busch, 23-year-old second baseman, first-round pick in 2019. 6 home runs, 7 doubles, .944 OPS. He's off to a great start. Fellow first-round pick in 2019, Cody Hosey, 23-year-old third baseman, hitting .192, 1 home run, and 104 at bat. So not a great start for the Dodgers' number 4 prospect. Jacob Amaya, the Dodgers' number 10 prospect, 22-year-old shortstop, an 11th round pick back in 2017, hitting .200, 5 home runs, and 11 RBI. Not a great start for him. We'll go down to A-ball, Great Lakes. The Dodgers' fifth prospect, Bobby Miller, 22-year-old right-hander, first-round pick back in 2020. Made 5 starts, got a 1.26 ERA, 17 strikeouts. He is looking good early on. Andy Pajes, a 20-year-old right fielder out of Cuba. One of the Cubans the Dodgers signed a few off-seasons ago. 6 doubles, 8 home runs, a .242 average, doing well in A-ball. Miguel Vargas, a 21-year-old third baseman out of Cuba as well. Not listed as one of the Dodgers' top 10 prospects, but off to a great start with 5 home runs and a .944 OPS. And Rancho Cucamonga, somebody we've heard about the last year and somebody to keep an eye on, certainly, is 19-year-old catcher Diego Cartaya. He's the Dodgers' 6th-rated prospect in the minor league system. He's a 19-year-old from Venezuela, hitting .419, 5 home runs, 3 doubles, and OPS over 1,400. He is tearing it up right now in Rancho Cucamonga. I don't think he's going to be there very long. He was highly sought after out of Venezuela. The Dodgers signed him to a lucrative deal as an international free agent. He's one of their top 10 prospects. 19 years old, tearing it up at Rancho Cucamonga. He had a walk-off grand slam. I retweeted it about a week or so ago for Rancho Cucamonga. He is having a great start to this season. No doubt they're going to move him up and take him to the next level. So there you go. There's a farm report. About 18 to 25 games now into the season for a lot of the Dodgers minor league teams, from AAA all the way down to A-ball. Again, they had a staggered start with the major league team that was in minor that was in Camelback Ranch and in Florida, Atlanta, and all the camps for the major league teams. Once they vacated and started their regular season, the minor leaguers all came in. So again, they're about 5-6 weeks behind the major league team. So they're just about 18 to 25 games into their minor league seasons. There you go. The Dodgers top 10 prospects, how they are doing at all different levels. Again, Dodgers off tonight, back at it tomorrow as they'll be in Pittsburgh to take on the Pirates. This is a stretch, as we mentioned earlier. The Dodgers are taking on teams under 500. It started in Atlanta. What happened? Well, the Braves took 2 of 3 from the Dodgers. The Dodgers now will take on a Pirates team that is no bueno, that is not very good. This is a Pirates team sitting in dead last. They are not good on the mound. They are not good offensively. We saw how bad their defense is and just overall baseball IQ last week when they had that play involving Javi Baez and the Cubs where he got caught in a rundown between home and first for some reason with two outs. They just had to step on first to end the inning. Run scored, couple of errors, throwing a ball away. He ended up at second base. It was like a scene out of the Bad News Bears. And even the directors and writers there couldn't even thought of how bad that play looked. Yet the Pittsburgh Pirates pulled it off. This is a series the Dodgers need to go into PNC Park, take care of business tomorrow with Walker Buehler on the mound, take care of business with Tony Gonsolin, making his return off the injured list. And then on Thursday morning, Dodgers get out of Dodge and return home with Julio Urias on the mound before they start the homestand beginning on Friday night out at Dodger Stadium. So time to take care of business for the Dodgers. They're in a great stretch here against teams under 500, but they need to get back on the winning track. All right, thanks to Ronnie Fascio. Thanks to you Dodger fans for being a part of the show. Thanks to Tim Neverett. Again, check out his book on Amazon.com. Coming up next is the Jason Smith Show from Fox Sports Radio. Dodgers off tonight, back at it tomorrow in Pittsburgh. So long, everybody. To the east side, everybody. Perfect day.